We on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. We had had a machlokes between Rav Poppen, Rav Hinderbered, Rav Yeshua. If Palga Niske is Knosse or Mamoine, Rav Poppen holds Palga Niske Mamoine, and Rav Hinderbered, Rav Yeshua holds Palga Niske Knosse. Zog de Gemara, Toshma, is a bereise ma bein tam lemuid, shatam mishalem chatzi nezik migufoi, umuid mishalem nezik sholem in aliyah. V'leik toni, and we did not learn, another chilek, shatam einoi mishalem al piyatzmoi, umuid mishalem al piyatzmoi. So we see that what? That chatzi nezik is mamoine. So the Gemara answers, Tone v'shaya. No, you're right. He said some of the chelukim, but he left over some chelukim. This is one of the chelukim that he left over. That, haidah, by a tam is not mechayiv. Ain't a mishal ma'piyatzman. So the Gemara asks, my shaya, the high shaya, a tana will not leave over just one chilek if he left over a few. Shaya chatzi kaifa. That, another chilek, that a tam does not pay chatzi kaifa. That means a muad pays kaifa and a tam is potter. Imishum chatzi kaifa, lav shiurahu, homoni, rabbiyose, glili, hidomatam, mishalem chatzi kaifa. I will see exactly in Tosis what the Gemara means to say over here. Zot Rashi, migufoi, ein a goive ella migufasher. Vim ein boy kedei chatzi niskoi, yafsid hamoiser. If there's not, if the guf asher is not worth half of the nezik, so the nezik loses. And amud pays min haliyah, min hametav shebenichsei mazik. The gabitam ksiv v'chotzei es kaspoi migufay. Bamud ksiv shalem yeshalem. She vim ise de palge niske knose. If we'll say that palge niske knose, nisne nami, another chilek, shatam eine mishalem al piyatzme, mud mishalem al piyatzme, de muet vadai bedin mishalem, mud zichen ad aknas, sherei hisru, beidu boi lishmer shoyroi. So you can't say that it's beches kashimo. So the Gemara says, shaya chatzi kaifel. Leishone kol achilukim shebineyem, shreyef yeshchilik zebineyem, shemuot shehem isas odom, mishalem kaife sholem. V'tam shehem is afilu chatzi kaife kedim benezikin le mishalem. He doesn't pay chatzi kaife, he's in ganzen potter von kaife. The chiyuv kaife does not exist by a tam. Tersiv baal asher noki, vidarshine noki mechatzi kaifa. So then the Gemara says, imishum chatzi kaifa, lav shiura, this is not a shir, homoni rabiei seglili domar tam mishalim chatzi kaifa. The dorish lahai noki, lidrosha achiti, lidmei vlodis. That, amuid, is potter from the Dmei Vlodis, im nogach isha, v'yotze yelodeo. Tashlumi Dmei Vlodis was only given over by Anoshim, not by Asher. Hilkach, lehavalei, leflugi benayu bekoifer. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he couldn't say this chilek by koifer because a tam pays chatzi koifer. V'chitei mavele leflugi d'hai palge v'hai kule. So Rashi, yes, good. So, but he still should have mentioned it. He should have mentioned that this pays kaifa sholim and this pays chatzi kaifa. He bechlal reishu d'toni tam yishalm chatzi nezik u'mu'ed nezik sholim v'tonne b'nezikim v'uadin l'kaifa. So that already was mentioned. that the Tashlumei Tam are half of the Tashlumei Muid. So if there's a Din Kaifer, so Tam pays Chatzi Kaifer. Now let us see Taisvus. Now, we have to understand the Gemara is very difficult to understand. That means like this. We asked Akasha, if we hold that Chatzi Nezek Knose, so why didn't they mention that a Tam Einim Mishalom Al Piyatme? That was the Kasha. So he answered the Ton of Ishaya. My Shaya, the High Shaya. The another thing, it was Mishaya. Tam doesn't pay Kaifa, and Mu'ud pays Kaifa. So now the Gemara says, "Im mishum chatzi kaifa," that is part of chatzi kaifa. Lav shiyurehu the osa libe the Rabbi Yosi Glili. I mean, what do you mean? What right do you have to tell me? Goes according to Rabbi Yosi Glili. I learned it's going according to the Chilkim Rabbi Yosi Glili, and the part of chatzi kaifa. And I have a very good teretz on the Barai. So what are you asking a cash on me? This im mishum chatzi kaifa lav shiyure. So Taisvus says, Lav Pichi, this is not a kasha on his teretz. El Shinuyahu, it's a teretz on another kasha. There's a new kasha now. That means the minute you said that there's another shir in the Beraisa, that Atam does not pay Kaifa, Namud pays Kaifa, so now we have a kasha on Rapope. According to Rapope that holds Palgin is Kiknose, so I have a kasha in your Rapope. The Tana left out Kaifa, that a Tam is part of him Kaifa, the Mood is Chayv Kaifa. Now, my Shaya, the High Shaya, so Kochi was Meshaya, that a Tam doesn't pay up Yatzmai. So Fakert, from your Teretz, I have a cash and Rapope. Because Izicha was Meshaya, the Din, that a Tam is part of him Kaifa, and now we have a cash and my Shaya, the High Shaya, and we have to say, that the he was Mishaya, that ain't a Mishalom al Piyatzmai. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says, it's not Rapopo learned that the Brais is going according to Rabbi Yosi Glili. So according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, you do pay Chatzi Kaifel. So Mamela, so there's no Shaya. He wasn't Mishaya anything. The Leitik, Alashinuya, this is a Teretz, not a Kashi. The Leitik, Shalamand Yome Palganiske Mamoine, my Shaya. The Shaya Chatzi Kaifa. What was he Mishaya besides the din that you put of him Chatzi Kaifa? Mishani lo Shaya Klum. Chatzi Kaifa lav Shiyure. Because you do pay Chatzi Kaifa. Kanike benoze pay kimu minimi mishum lo yacha lav Shiyure. Vechem pay kacholu. Budos na megungam tvei. But the Gemara means not to ask a kasha, not to say a teretz on a new kasha, according to the other man, the Yoma. So the Gemara says, "Amoni Rabbi Yosi Glili da Amar Tam Mishalem Chatzi Kaifa." So according to Rapopa, v'leke shiure, there's no shiur. De'i mishum de muid mishalem kaifa sholem v'tamen mishalem chatzi kaifa olav shiuri. Dosnan tam mishalem chatzi nezek muid nezek sholem v'kaifa bechlal. V'im taima. So Taisva says, but I have another chilek between Tam and Muad. Akati lisne de Muad, afkshehu beskile. A Muad that's beskile. That means that there are two Eidim that are made that the Sheir killed someone. Is Meshalem Kaifa. He pays Kaifa. The Tam kshehu beskile, but a Tam if two Eidim will be made, that a Tam killed someone, any Mishalem Kaifa, he won't pay Kaifa. Klal, according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, Diviyu lebezen v'yishalem loch, Duatz meini mishalem ele migufa, kinemrini pek shesh anogach talad bay. So Taisva says, that lemaise a Tam pays migufoi. Now, if you kill the Shoyer, so there's nothing what to pay with. He doesn't pay. If you live bezlem mishalom loch, good, you can pay. They're going to kill him. He's also bano. So lemaise atam, when there are eidim that the tam killed someone, lemaise he doesn't pay. Period. Amuad, if there's eidim, he does pay. So memela, I have here a chilek between matam and amuot. Yesh loyma dahach nami lehavi shir. This is not a shir. Dahavi bechlalo diktani tami gufe amuot min aliyah. I mean, it says in the Baraisa that a tam pays mi gufe and amuot pays min aliyah. So you can figure out that by koifel, if there are eidim that are meyer that he killed someone, so a tam will be potter from kaifer. That's already, this chilek says already. Umiyu taime. But now Taisra says another kasha. Doloi ashkechen behedye bishum mokim. There's no place in Shas. Shahoya oime Rabbi Yosi Aglili de tam mishalom chatzi kaifer. Rabbi Yosi Aglili never said that a tam pays chatzi kaifer. Ve'im mishum de dorish Rabbi Yosi Aglili beperek shesh enogach dalet vehei. Noki midvei vlodis. That means like this. We'll see Rabbi Lozo darshins noki michatzi kaifer. Baloshar noki michatzi kaifer. So he learns the there's a ptul that a tam does not pay koifer, chatzi koifer. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, no, this Noki is coming to tell us that he doesn't pay dmei blodis. That's all what Rabbi Yosi Aglili said. That's all. That you don't have a miut on chatzi koifer, you have a miut on dmei blodis. So, poshet, we would understand, and that's what Rashi seems to be saying. Well, if you don't have a miyat on chatzi koifer, so then you do pay chatzi koifer. So, mamela, so that was our gemara. Rabbi Yosi Aglili does not have a miyat of chatzi koifer because he uses baloshel noki for the mevlodis. So, mistami, you pay chatzi koifer. For ektoisvis, there's no such mistami. So, let's see again, toisvis. Miu taimed, le ashkechen behedye b'shum mokim shayoyme Rabbi Yosi Aglil de tam mishalom chatzi koifer. Ve'i mishum de dorish Rabbi Yosi Aglil pekshir shenogach dalet vehei noki midmei vlodis, v'loi dorish noki mechatzi koifer, michlal de sover de chayi. So Taisa says, v'dil mulo ilam sover de potter. Maybe he holds it's potter. And why is it potter? If you don't have a drash. V'taime mishum deptu mechatzi koifu le'itztach kro. You don't need a posik to tell me it's potter. You can figure it out yourself. Why? V'chashasher b'skile, if there are two eidim that say that the sher killed someone, le'shayich koifu. Then it's not shayich koifu, that's poshet. The v'yu le'bezn v'yishalom loch. So there's no koifu when there's two eidim. V'chashayin asher b'skile, and if there are not two eidim that the sher killed, Kigoyim, alpi eidechot, alpi bailim. So then, afilu amuid is potter from koifer. Potter mi derabe. Da omar hosam sher sheheimis ben choyren sheloi bekavone potter. She nemar hasher yisokel. Shloi bekvon also you don't kill the sher. Hasher yisokel vegam ba'ol of yumos. And then, koifer yushasolo. Bizman sheher beskila bailim mishalmim koifer. So memele, so what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying, you do not need, according to Rabbe, this is a drosha of Rabbe, according to Rabbe, we do not need a drosha to tell us that Asher never pays kaifer. It's mathematics. If there's two eidim, well, that's a viula bezn v'yishalom loch, it's also banoy, only pay me gufay, so that's poshim. That's on Rabbe, that's a dova muskim. If there's no eidim, so Rabbi said, no one pays kaifer. So it comes out, Amud also doesn't pay kaifer. Kozman desher is beskila, balam mishalom kaifer. So memele, so could be Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Rabbi. So that's why he didn't need a miut for chatzi kaifer. Then he doesn't pay chatzi kaifer because out of mathematics you don't pay chatzi kaifer. With eidim, let's say you the bezim yishalom loch. Without eidim, no one pays kaifer. So memele. So if we don't find that Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that you pay kaifer, you pay chatzi kaifer. He never said that. So it could be he holds you don't pay kaifer. Als this cheshbon. So what's pshat na gemara? Agamor says, according to a puppet, goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that a tam does pay chatzi kaifa. Who told you, where did Rabbi Yosef Glili ever say a tam pays chatzi kaifa? V'nire dohochi perushi. Homoni Rabbi Yosef Glili, the omar tam mishalem chatzi kaifa. Now, you have to take this with a grain of salt. Perish, not a tam pays chatzi kaifa. The loy memayit chatzi kaifa. He doesn't have a miyut on chatzi kaifa, minoki. Falav davke mishalem. That means it's going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who doesn't have a miyut. So memele. Falav davke mishalem kome, ola, hoya mishalem im hoyle mimelishtalem. Now, that means like this. Be'emison, there's a chiyav of chatzi kaifa. There's no miyut. So if there's two Edim, Lemaise, he should pay. There's no reason, but he doesn't pay because since it's Mishalem Migufoi, so Memele, so he will Bezdin be Yishalem Loch. So that's why, Bepoil, you don't pay. So Lemaise, but if there'd be a Ptur of Chatzi Kaifer, if there'd be a Ptur of Chatzi Kaifer, so then the Mishnah has to say this chilek that a muad is chayev kaifer, natam is potter from chatzi kaifer. But there's no ptur of chatzi kaifer. There's no metzias of tashlumim. You're right. When there's no eidim, no one pays kaifer. So forget about it. So the whole parasha of kaifer is when there's eidim. When there's eidim, there's no metzias of tashlumim kaifer. And I said already, you pay me gufa. So the braisa said all these halachas. So that's what the Gemara means. Now, ulishum tane loyhavi chatzi koife shio ki im l'rabbelozo. Now, what's this rabbelozo? The dorish noki mechatzi koife, the less lay the rabbe. Rabbelozo doesn't hold of rabbe. That means, rabbelozo holds of ilu ena shoyer beskile, is also baile mishalmim koife. So according to rabbelozo, if there's no to aid him, Atam pays kaifer, a muad pays kaifer, and Atam theoretically should pay kaifer because it's not also banor. Vavapikain it doesn't pay kaifer. So according to Rabbi Lozo darshens the droshim of noki mechatzi kaifer. So according to Rabbi Lozo, we'd have a problem on this beraisa. My shaya, the high shaya. What, the beraisa, the zich is something that the beraisa was mishaya, that a tamis potter from kaifer. That was the Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Braisa wasn't Mishair anything. So that's what Taisa says. L'shum tana l'hava chatzi koifa shiye ki'im l'rabbe lozo. The dorish noki mechatzi koifa. The less lay the rabbe. Uch she'ein asher beski l'mud mishalem v'tam eini mishalem. Period. But l'maisa, Taisa says, l'maisa, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you also Tam never pays kaifa, but that's not a shir. It's not the Braisa doesn't have to say it. That's mathematics. If I tell you, pay me gufa, she understands a ptul kaifa. It's his chayiv kaifa. No, there's not what to pay for. So there's no shir in the Braisa. V'ho de nokat Rabbi Yosef Glili tvei mi Rabbi Kiva, the dorish noki midmei evet. Now, there's a Rabbi Kiva that also holds, he darshens noki mid, atam is noki mid meyevet. That means he holds there's no ptur of chatzi kaifer. Rabbi Kiva also holds like Rabbi. So now, why didn't the Gemara mention it goes according to Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi, so that means like this. When there's no Edim, there's no chiyuv kaifer, period. When there's Edim, so you can't pay kaifa, because of you lebezn v'yishalom loch. So why did the Gemara mention Rabbi Yosef Glili? We said the whole yichus of Rabbi Yosef Glili is because he doesn't have a drosha that patters tam from chatzi kaifa. Rabbi Kiva also doesn't have a drosha. So why do we pick on Rabbi Yosef Glili? So Taisva says, בעוד נוקי ביוסי גבול לצוי מרבי קיבי דדורש נוקי מדמייבת ולידי נהי דחצי קייף על אבשיר, אבל דמייבת אבשיר, פקר, רבי קיבי says that a tam is potter from shloishim shalevet. Oh, so why didn't the Baraisa say this? In Kaifa there's no problem. In Kaifa, abon shloishim shalevet, he holds a tam is potter. So what if I tell Kasha according to Rabbi Kiva? So the tam left over something. A muad pay shloishim shalevet, and the tam doesn't pay shloishim shalevet. So Memele, the only tane he wasn't mishayer anything is Rabbi Yosi Glili. That means Rabbi Yosi Glili holds theoretically there's no miut on chatzi koifa. No, but poyer latam can't pay chatzi koifa because he vula bezn v'yishalom loch. You give skill in the tzosabano. That's what Taisu says. Zokte gemore weiter. Toshma. Heimis shoyri es pleini. By Shairi shall plaini, Hareze Mishalom al Piatzmai. Now, Lechairem, here speaking about al Piatzmai, Hey Mishairi es plaini, is Lechairem speaking about Kaifer. Hareze Mishalom al Piatzmai. So Lechairem, this is Akash and Rabbe. In the Gemara in Baba Kama Abaye asks from this Parais and Rabbi. Let's not go into the Terutzim of Rabbi, but let's go the way Abaye learns. This Parais seems to say, even though the Ein Asher Beskil Abaye L'Mishalom in Kaifa, because it says, Hey Mishayri Yes Ploini, Oy Shayri Shal Ploini Reza Mishalom Al Piyatzmai. So it's you pay Al Piyatzmai. My love, Betam. And it says, so now we're in hot water. Hey, mishayri shal ploini, my shayr killed your shayr, namoide, areza mishalm al piyatzmoy. And my love betam. So you see that it's mishalm al piyatzmoy, the palganiskim amoinim. Loi bemut. Not speaking about a mut. Speaking about a mut, some emailim. So it's very good, a mut, the mishalm al piyatzmoy. Avol betam mai, so but what by a tam? Eini mishalom al piyatzmai. Eini chanami a tam won pay al piyatzmai. Paganis kiknose. Frek de gemora de toni seife. Avdei shel ploini eini mishalom al piyatzmai. It says in the seife of the Baraisa, that what if he said avdei shel ploini eini mishalom al piyatzmai? Why? Because shleishim shalevet is a knas. So according to you, that it's speaking about a mu'ed, so why do you have to jump to a new case of Eved? We're saying like this. He's nemen apiatzmoy by a shoyr and an odom. And by an Eved, he's potter. Nivlik v'nis nibidida. Let's talk about the same case. A shoyr and an odom. Mamed v'om amurim b'mu'ed. Avotam einim mishalom apiatzmoy. Why did the Tana have to jump to a new case? And the Gemara Kula b'muad kamayri. Forget, he wants to tell us by a muad when you're potter. A muad is potter if the nerag was an evet. Let us see Rashi. So it's no raya. He's yes niflig v'nisni b'didei. Forget, he's talking about by a muad. There's times when a muad pays. There's a time when the mood doesn't pay. For Shloshim Shlom, the mood doesn't pay. That's Niflig V'nisni B'didei. By this Mazik, I'm telling you the cases, if it's this Nizik, he'll pay. If it's this Nizik, he won't pay. Let us see Rashi. My love betam. V'im yishum dektoni bohim yishayri yisploini dechiyuvei koifer. There is a chiyuv koifer. V'tam lab ba koifer. Homoni Rabbi Yosi Glili. It's going koin Rabbi Yosi Glili. And l'cheir not like Rabbi. That al piyatzma you pay koifa, even though ain't a shebeskila. And the Tony Avdi shall ploini le ashkech ptur al piyatzma el beevet, niflik bedide, be ben choyrim. Or be behem enami, the same case, a ben choyrim, be behem enami, ever matzu shnu yechilik. Al misne dike, to le misham al piyatzma, be medwa, mamurim de misham al piyatzma, be buet. So the Gemara says, "Kula b'muad kamayri, b'muad osa lashmina." The af who, even though he's a muad, yesh chilek who the nizik was. The ike af who yesh by chilek. The ike by midi, the lay misham apiyatzmi. Even though he is a muad, umay niu negiches hevet. V'i havet toni kedekamret. If he would say the way you said, Havishovik nami li ulche dereisha. So he's also talking about a different case of dereisha. Havinami shabik luche. Dereisha airi bemuit. Dereisha is talking about a muit. Vesefin nisnitam. So memele, this is not the same case. I'm talking about a muit is chayiv. I want to tell you a case that a muit is potter. If we're talking about a tam, we're talking about a different case. Umali shav kitane lo uchi gabi nizik. The dog me ben chayim levin mali shav kibe mazik al dog me muad latam. So Rashi says, he wants to tell you, we're talking about either he had the tani the choice. We can talk about the same nizoikim, and sometimes it's a knas, and sometimes it's not a knas, if the mazik changes. If it's a muad, it's about mishalma piyas, if it's a tam, it's a mishalam. Or you can talk about the same mazik, and the nizoikim change. So what's the chilik? So there's not more livlik velisni b'didei, if you change the nizik, if you change the mazik. Zakta gemara weiter. Toshma, zeh aklal. Kol ha-mishalim yeser alma shehizik. This was says in our Mishnah. If a person has to pay more than he was mazik, ein mishalim al piyatzma. She don't pay al piyatzma. Ho pochis mi ma shehizik. Mishalim al piyatzmai. But it seemed that yes, al mashizik, you don't pay al piyatzmai. But pochis does pay. So lochayre tzarayi lepalganiski is mamoyne, because the palganiski knosses, so pochis mashizik, you also don't pay al piyatzmai. So the Gemara says, loy teime, don't make a diik, yes, sir, and not pochis. Leitema ha pochis ma shehizik, aleima ha kama shehizik mishalem al piyatzmen. That means if you pay more than the hezik, then you don't pay al piyatzmen. But if you pay the exact amount of the hezik, you do pay al piyatzmen. And if you pay less than the amount of hezik, you also don't pay al piyatzmen. Ama pochis mai, ain't mishalem al piyatzmen. So then the Tana was very unclear. Listening. Zeh haklal, kol she'enoi mishalim kamo she'izik eni mishalim al piyatzmai. The mashme pochis, the mashme yesa. He says, so the Tana should have said, don't speak about the two extremes. Speak about, if you pay the correct price, then you pay al piyatzmai. So I'll be able to derive from this, if I pay more, if I pay less, which is gematria knas, then I don't pay al piyatzmai. So the Tiyufte, Zobkefrekt, Rafunabrede of Yeshua. Behilches Palganiske Knosse, we paske like Rabbi Hunabrede of Yeshua. Frek de Gemore, Tiyufte, Behilches, I don't understand, we just locked them up, and I say, Hilches, and. Taime Mai Toysev, Mishim Delektoni, Kamo Shehizik. Why is he upgefragt? Because it doesn't say, kamo shehizik, leipsikalei, kibendike chatsi nezek tzroires, tilchase gemirela de mamoinehu, mishimochi lektoni. So the Gemara says, because he can't say that, because it is not true. That means there is another chatsi nezek tzroires. That means, the behime is mazik derech hiluchoi, so that's the mazik of regel. You pay nezik shalom b'shus ha-nizik, you potter b'shus ha-rabim. That is, if the behemah was mazik b'gufoy. What if the behemah was mazik b'koychoy? That means a behemah walked in a chotzer ha-nizik, and it went and hit a stone, and the stone went and broke a keli. So the hezik came about through the koyach, of the regal of the behime, not through the gufa regal. Didn't come out through the gufa behime, came out through the koyach of the behime. Now there's a loch ala moishe misinai that tzreires pays chatzi nezik. This is moment. This is the mazik of regal, but the koyach of regal, if it's regal aidei koychoi, you pay chatzi nezik. So memele, the Tane could not say, kol mishe mishalim kamo shehizik mishalma piyatzmai. And you'll derive from that, pochis mashizik, you don't pay. It's not true. It matters. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. So therefore the Tana was safe. The Tana just said, this is zichachu. Komish mishalom, yes, or mashizik, and mishalom apiyatzme. Bochis mashizik is, you didn't want to be marich in this nekuda. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Zogt Rashi. Yes, or mashizik, and negiches eved. The eved is worth less than shloishim. Bechein oines, mefate. They pay knas. Umeitzi shemra, v'tashlumei keifo, v'tashlumei bo v'chamishe. Hopochis mashizik, and chatzi nezik tetam. Hochigosin, listening, kol sheni mishalom kamashizik. Eine mishalom apiyatzme. V'ilchese palgen iske knose. Dohoyu v'chol chatzi nezik, eine elo b'nisko delav ulche. Since the whole chatzi nezik only comes about in a nezik that's not ulche. It's not normal for the shor to do it. Lav al morei averam yelemintrei bohochi. So the Torah was never mechayev the baal hashor to watch him. Because why should I think that my behemoth would do it? It's not a normal anhog of a behemoth. So I'm not mechayev to think of it. Helekanosu. So the whole din tashlumim is a knas. It's not my fault. No, it's a knas. Ki heiche deloisev beinetiru. So the Torah wanted you should watch it, even though in Hilchis Choshem Mishpat is no chiyiv shmire. Als the havale lasuki yadaita, I should have realized that the behemah might be mazik. I'm not mechuyiv to be chayish for such a hezik. Alpha pikeim. It's a knas. Time of my itoisev. Kloimet yufte mahi mishum lektoni kol sheni mishalom kama shizik and mishalom apiyatzmoi. The lishtame mine, if would say this statement, nami chotzi nezik, all after yufte. Ki mendike chazi nezik, the mishtalim beniske beheime bemaleches. There's another chazi nezik, beheime is walking. Vitizo tzroiros mitachas ragleo. While she was walking, she kicked some stones, pebbles, biziko. This number of Babakama, the Mishalem is Chatzinezek. Bahu Chatzinezek, Kaimla Babakama, the Hilchasig Mirilo, Misinai, Shuhu Teldusha Regal, Uptura Bishusarabn Kiregal, Veniske Regal of Knosaninu, Elamamaina, this is Moment Shreme, Edis Mitrilose, this is Aime, the Behemoth walks, a Behemoth is not careful how it walks, it walks, and whatever's in its way is, will get Kenizik. Since it's koichoi that you pay chatzines. But even the mamainu mishalom apiyat mishmochel epsikalei lemisni kol sheni mishalom kama shehizik. The ikahai that it's not kama shehizik and you also pay apiyat. Zok the gemara. Vahashte da amre palge niske knosa. So the Gemara says, now that we said that palge niske knosa, we pasken la locha kavun abredere vishue. Hai kalbe da ochal imri vishunre da ochal talne goyle. Now, if you'll have a dog which will eat a sheep, and a cat will eat a talmud girl, a chicken. Rav Revi, not small ones. You have a big sheep and a big chicken. Mishunahu. So this is a double mishune. This is not ulchei. A dog will only chepen. We're not speaking about a great dane over here. We're speaking about a small dog. And then there's a big sheep. And it went and it killed the sheep and it ate it. That's mishune. The same thing by a small cat and a big chicken. Mishunu, it's mishune. V'loi magvinin bebovel. We will not be goive bebovel, the tashlumim, because this is a knas. Bovel means there were no, the by knas you need smuchim. And in bovel there was no smicha, the smuchim were in Eretz Yisrael. So, le magvinin bebovel. Avo zutri, but what happens if it was a small sheep and a small chicken? uchayu, umagvinam, then it's a mazik of shein. It's a mazik of shein, that's uchay. Shein is uchay. This is not uchay. But shein is uchay, umagvinam. Ve'i tofas, loy mafkinamina. Now, the Gemara says, even though we are not goyve knas in Babel, ve'itofas, if the nizik was taifes, loy mafkinimino, you don't take away from him what he chapped. This is a whole shmuz, and we'll come to it, mirz Hashem. Ve'yoma ikvuli zimno le'eretz Yisrael. What if the nizik comes to the mazik? He comes to Bezin. Bezin says, listen, this is beyond our capabilities. We're not smuchim. We can't be done din eknosis bebabu. So he says, fine. So just tell Azman, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, well, Eretz Yisrael is smuchim. So I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's have a din in Eretz Yisrael. You should pay me. So he goes to Bezin, he tells Bezin, I want you to make a zman, a fair zman, how long that the akponim and will make a zman that by this time he has to go with me to Eretz Yisrael. Ikvile zimna l'Eretz Yisrael, makvinala, if he asks Bezin to be kevei azman, so Bezin is kevei azman, v'loy ozel, and if he doesn't go, if the master doesn't want to go, mishamtinale, we'll put him in cheirem. You have to go. Benkach or Benkach Mishamtin Elay, and say he does go, say he doesn't go, but he has a animal in his possession that's dangerous. It killed a sheep, it killed a dog, killed a chicken. Amrin Elay Solik Hezekach. That means if he doesn't kill his cat or his dog, we'll put him in Chayim. This person has in his possession a dangerous animal. It kills. So Mimele, so he has to get rid of them, and if not, we'll put him in Chayim for that. The ochel imri shechonak tloyim chayim v'ochlo. Now Rashi says, how did he do it? He didn't start, he first choked it and then he started eating it. Now agavuche dachsach me Rashi is saying here, as me Rashi is chaylik on the rosh and babakame Perik Beis Eis Gimel. And let me tell you what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, this is Mishune for a small dog to kill a big sheep. Fine. That's Mishune. He went and killed it and choked it, strangled, whatever he did with it, that's Mishune. Fine. Now, a live sheep is worth $1,000. He killed it, it's worth now $500. You have a dead sheep. Now this dog wasn't finished with that, he killed it, now he sits down and is mevorchen ala mugma. Now he has a suda. Now this $500 sheep was eaten up, lock, stock and barrel. Now the dog ate up the sheep. So k'tahilike rosh, there are two parshias over here. There's one parsha of killing the sheep and one parting of eating the sheep. Now, eating the sheep, he says, is not keren. That's normal. You have a lot of meat and you have a dog. That's keren. That's shame. That's shame. That's normal. That's a normal procedure. That's not mishune. Mishune was that this small puppy had the chutzpah to go and kill a big sheep. That's mishune. Zok the Rosh, so the Rosh says that it's knas is only the pchas mise, but after he killed the sheep, that's already shame. That's not knas. That's moment. That's shame. So the Rosh got stuck. Hi, Kalbe, the Ochal Imre. So why are you talking about Ochal? So what's this Nagelos? The Gemara wants to say, Kivin da Amrit Chatzi, Palginiske Knosem. Hi, Kalbe, the Ochal Imre. Why said the Ochal Imre? The Horag Imre. The Ochal. What are you talking about the Ochal? But he would only kill him if he wants to eat him, so that's what he says, the ochel. But in a chanami, lav davke. The Rosh got stuck with this. Al koponim, yam sheshloim is chaylik, and it seems from the Rosh there, Gufa, that he has a Rashi in Baba Kama that's also chaylik. And Rashi seems to say, let's just say the lomdus of Rashi, the Rashi, see, you have to understand like this, that the ptul, of Mishuna is, I wasn't mechuyev to think that my small puppy would do such a thing. I'm not mechuyev to think that. So Memele, so Pshat is like this. I went to Dava Minche, and I left over, my small puppy in Yenim's Rishus, and I thought, I was barking enough, but I thought the small puppy, there's nothing what to worry about. It'll never kill the big sheep. So I could go and daven mincha gezutahet. And I come back after mincha, I see not only the sheep is here, and my puppy is bulging. He ate up the whole sheep. But the shame, the mazik of shame, is also, I should have watched my puppy. Why should I do such a thing? That this whole thing would happen. So the shame is also mishune. A shame that occurred from a mishune de kehezi. That means even though now after it's dead, it's takeuche, but I should think, you're asking me, my chiv is, why didn't I watch my puppy? Why did it go down in Mincha now? I should watch the puppy. I should have a chum that this is going to happen. So memeil all the time, that means like this. If I left my puppy in someone's rishus, and there's a small sheep there, so I want to go and daven mincha. So, daven mincha? No mincha, please. Shmiros nalecha. You have that small sheep, a puppy, know what's going to happen? He's going to kill the sheep and eat it up. So that's mutul alecha l'shamrei. That's shmiros nalecha. There, you have to go and pay. But a big sheep? I didn't think anything would happen. So memele the tashlumim of the achila the yamshel shloimeh says is also chatzi desik. And Bachsen, that's what Rashi says here also. The ochel imre shechonak tloim chayim veochlom. That's the way the Rosh said. That the whole thing is a knas. Mishunehu. So this is mishune. Ein dalke bekach. V'chol nezik mishune, something that's mishune, that's not the nature of the behemah. The behemah avotel de keren tame. Shafi mishune, that's also a keren tama, is also mishune that it should be mazik someone. Shein da'alke bekach. V'chati nezikud de mishalem. V'kiven de knosuhu, l'megvina lebed ha'ine bovel. Since it's a knas, she'ein sham smiche biskeinim. There's no smiche biskeinim. V'loim mikre elehim begabi knas ksiv yashian elehim. So memeilem. So that's why you don't pay. Ulcheyu v'haveluhu niske d'shein. This is shein. A small sheep is shein. V'shein mishalem is nezek shalem. Umamainahu. The guy v'naisa, this is Mamin. The guy v'naisa bebovo. Now, l'chayre, this gemara sounds like a very innocent gemara, but ignorance is bliss. there's a big problem over here. The Rashi replies by a tzorich. And the Loshna of Rashi is very, very misleading. And then we have a tzorichin of the Rashi. Number one, that what you need smuchim to paskin is not only by knas, ashay yashin alikim, that's true. But you need smuchim by all din tayres. To paskin shein veregel, you also need smuchim. by Uba, by Gzeles, by Chavoles, all the entire she needs Muchen. Though the Gemara says in Perik HaChoyvel, Anan Shlichusayu, the Kamoy of Dinen. That means, we are Shluchim of the Smuchim. We are Shluchim. Then the Gemara makes a whole Seder. So for Shluchim, so why you done the Niknosis? So the Gemara says, Knas we're not done. I mean, the Shlichusayu was, someone said to give an Einish, we're not Shluchim for Knas. Fine. Then the Gemara says other inyonim. Tabashpo. Boishes, we're not done, bebovel, it's less by chesorin kiss. Not white and no shluchim. So we're not done boishes. Odom be odom, if an odom is mazik another person, we're also not done in bovel. Because it's a milsad lo shriche. So they want, it's not that person should be mazik someone else, we're also not done in bovel. Shein v'regel, we say shlichusayu, because it's a milsad shchiche, and it's mamin, so this we're done. So lemaise, in order for us to say shlichusayu, it has to be shchich, chesor and kiss, and then we're done in bovel, al shlichusayu, that's it. Without shlichusayu, there's nothing more to talk about. But if it's shchiche, and yesh by chesor and kiss, then we're done with bubble. So the Rashba asks Akashe, he says he doesn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara makes Agdome. Ahash the Amrit Palganiske Knosse. Now that you said Palganiske Knosse, I call Bedochelimri, Vishumri Dochetown the Goyle, Mashunivlemagvin and Bebovel. You won't be going in Bovel. And fact, if you don't hold Palganiske Knosse, if you hold Palganiske Mamoine, this is Shriche, it's not Shriche. It's Mamoine, good, but it's not Shriche. So if it's not Shriche, fact, the Rashbi also won't be that. So why do I need this Agdome? The Agdome would seem that this whole Allah is because Palganiske Knosse, Palganiske Mamoine, you would be going in Bovel. He said, you won't be going in Bovel. That's a kasha that Rashba asks. And this kasha, there's a very interesting ritva. The ritva wants to fend for this kasha. The ritva by us says that he says this is called shchiche. He says, even though Keren is not so shchiach, he says, you know why Keren is not shchiach? Because people watch the animals, the shvorim, you have to work with them. So, that means you watch a little and the shvorim is not such a big mazik, so the whole hezik is not a shrichtik hezik. He says, who watches their cats? Who watches their dogs? No one watches them. So he says, so even though it's meshunah, but it's shriach. That's what the ritual wants to say. So if you hold, because we say, so even though it's, so the ritual says that, if you hold Palganiske Mamoina, so you would be down the Bovil. He says that by animals, by Shvorim, since the Oymed Lamalochim, so Vinisht V, the Hezek doesn't occur too often because the Bailim watch their Shvorim and they need them for Maloche. So since it's not the nature of an animal to do it, even though he can have Meshunadik animals, but a Hezek is not Olo to occur, because the Bailam watch their Shvorim. Masha Enkein, by cats and dogs, who watches their cat, who watches their dog? So Bemele, if there are 2,000 cats in Yerushalayim, so we can expect that 20 chickens can be eaten a day from 20 cats. That means even though this is not the nature of a cat, but there's Meshunadike cats also. And it's a Hezek Shriche. That's what the Ritva says. Taisvis in Baba Kama says, a Meshunadike Zach, which Rav Rishonim say over there, a Meshunadike Zach. Taisvis says, the man the Omen says, Palganiske Mamoine, he says, Tam Shvorim Lav Becheska Shimukaim. We have a machloikis. Is the Bailim Mechuyev to assume his behemoth will be Mazik? So the one does Knosse, Tam Shvorim Becheska Shimukaim. I should assume my behemoth is Mazik. I'll never be Mazik. It's fine. The one that holds Stam Shvorim Lav Becheske Shima Kaime? Chetzach Nishtaim, he's a shoyer, he gets angry, he's temperamental. Stam Shvorim Lav Becheske Shima Kaime. So Memela, you should even pay Nezek Shalom Ikeradin, a Torah Chosalei. You should have watched it. Don't rely on it. But here the Gemara says, for a small dog to kill a big sheps, this is Mishune. You know what Mishune means? This is not Stam Klovim Lav Becheske Shem. A small dog should do such a thing in Cholam Otach Nishke Cholam. So if I hold Palgi Niske Mamayne Yapata, you put it to pay, period. This is not Karen. Karen is Lav Becheske Shema Kaimi. But this is something I could have expected. So it's mutal on me to watch my shoyer. If you didn't watch it, pay. Yichmachayim Momin. Masha Einkein, Kani Kalbi, Dochlim Rehavrevi. This is Meshune. This is, he's not Mechuyiv to think of such a thing. And something I'm not Mechuyiv to watch. I'm potent. That was Mechaybi. That's what Taisu says in Baba Kamen. A lot of Rishonim say this in Baba Kamen. So male, it's also good to Gemara. So the Gemara is very good. The Gemara is to say this whole Kugel. Even since we say that Paul Geniske is Knosse. No. Now we can say he's Chayim. We're not down in Bovel. If you're Paul Geniske, Mr. Bamoine, there's nothing what to talk about. He's not Mechuyim in Gansen. Let's see further Rashi. Beitofas nizik mamayne de mazik gabi knose de chatzi niskoi ein tzorich litzak lefunin, doesn't have to come to us, he hopped it away. But mavkini minei the govi palge niskoi. He could be going with the half a nezik. The Eloi Tophis, Oma Kamon, Kovali Zimne Ba'arad Yisrael, see you Leilach Imi Lodoin Lef Neidain Yerz Yisrael, Kavin Elei, Beikach Beinkach, Bein Shereitze Nizik Leilach Lerz Yisrael, Bein Shereitze, Shamtin Elei, Lamazik, Mia, Larig, Oisei, Keleb, Lasalek, Hezeke. Now, the Eloi Tophis, Perish Rabbein Etam, Ben Etam says, the Davke itofas es hamazik atzmoi. Avodova achaloi. That means he has to chap the mazik. That means he chap the puppy, he chap the cat, that he could keep. Avodova achaloi. The linye mazik atzme he kilu chachomim sheyocholotoy. Say they were make. Oh, never, there's no best now. What should you do? So let him up upon him end up with the puppy, whatever it is. So we'll have some sort of a tashlumim for his hezek. But stamazay to chap money, you can't do. The imloy kain, yitves kola shaloi. That means if he can chap money, it's a slabadik already. So he's chapping. He has already, I'm chapping. So chap whatever he has. Leinovik minei, and then, he took all his money away, then schleppen to Bezden, and he says, he took more money than the Hezek was $50, he took all my money away. So Bezden says, listen, this is Dine Knossos, we're not capable to be done the Shaila, this is a whole Shaila, if you took too much or too little for the Knossos, Dine Knossos, we're not Smuchim, I'm sorry. So be a Chulbe. They done it in the Knossos. Vim noitzi amoyse v'nasher k'day nezik. Herei ani done it in the Knossos. That means if we're going to shots up, we're going to do the whole thing. How much you take? $500? So we'll best first figure out how much the Ezek was. And thus, the Chatzi Nezek will take away $450. Please, this is done in the Knossos. And Bezden hands are tied. When it comes to the Knossos, Bezden hands are tied. So therefore, it was a cooler that you can only have the mazik. Now, the Ritva says, on this Rabbeinu Tam, before we come to what Rabbeinu Tam was afraid of, he says, the Rabbeinu Tam is right in the case of the Gemara, because in the case of the Gemara, we're speaking about a Tam, So tam is only goyve migufay. So in the case of the gemara, yizicha can only chap the mazik. You can't chap money. This is a tam. We're talking about a chatzin nezik. It's only goyve migufay. See, that's poshut. You can't chap more than the mazik. That the rabbeinu tam is right. But if we're talking about a knas that's not goyve migufay, it says then you can chap money. There's no such thing. Then you can chap money. Let's say. Oynes, the mafate, we're not done the ignosis, he wants to have money, chemishim kesev, let him have gesunte heit. In fact, that's what the Ritva says. Now, the Rosh in Bobekame, Perikame Davchov. Zamoradike Rosh. So the Rosh says, v'lo yachulti lamay dal dvorm. I don't understand the Rabbeinu Tam. Why? The imlokach yoise michdei nezokov, if he took more, he took, the hezek was $50, he took $500. Yechelim bezn loden teshe yachseleya moiser. Play mikri dini knosses bebovel. Shrei kva nifra min niskoi betakones chachomim. Shomru loy. Shomru. He says, the $50, it says, we don't take away from you. That was a takone. That $50, that's a psak. $50 you can't have. So finished. The whole shayla is, $150 is not dine knosis. This is dine gzela. You're a gazlan. That means there was a psak already. Chazal paskin, $50 you could have. That was the psak. Even though we're not done in the diagnosis by bubble, or by nebuchadnezzar, so they made a takona you can chap. Fine, so that's it. So $50 you can chap. That now we're not doing anything about that. But now we're going to slap you to the Torah your gazon of $150. So he's chaylik with the Rosh. Now, the Rosh there brings down another machlekes, which is chaylik with the Maram Rutenberg. The Maran Rutenberg says as follows, this whole alochem, that you can chap knas, that is a din tfisa by knas, is only shir niskei oi botzer min niskei. That means that you can chap a knas, which is al kaponim, worth how much you lost, or less than what you lost. But he says, you should gain? That means, you're a nignav. He owes you kefil. So, you come to Bezen, no Bezen. So tell him, no, that we can, our hands are tied, but, if I'm a chap, you can chap. So the Maramut makes, there's no such thing. Chazal never will mess up the chap. That means this whole thing of chapping is not a skalten. I mean, you have to go sheshin alakim, ni Bezen. We don't have a bezin, so it's nebuch ha-achmonis on you. So the rachmonis was only that you shouldn't lose so much. Nebuch yena was mazik, you were those. So you get paid, whatever you can, whatever you, if the knas will somehow, some way, be able to pay for part of the hezek, you can have the knas, gesunte. But samazayte be maviach momen, there's no such thing. The chazal will never mistake you can be maviach momen to happen. So you want to get careful? You want to get dalad vehei? I'm sorry. That you have to go to bezin. There's no bezin. So finish. So there's a, so this is a takona of tfise. Tfise is not mikaradin. Mikaradin, you have to go to bezin. No nebuch, there's no bezin. So Chazal made a takona you could chap, but this takona is not that your chapping is in place of bezin. Chazal made a takone that even though there's no bezin, and legally you have no right to chap, they made a takone you could chap, you shouldn't lose so much money. So that's it. So in the case of our Gemara, your chicken is eaten up. Can still happen. So can happen, she should get al kaponim, the hefset shouldn't be so great. But if he stole from you, and now you want, and you came to bezin, the keren they paid, let's say. Now, you want to chap kefil. You want to chap dalet vehei. So, what are you going to gain from this chapping? Revochim. The Chazal never made a takona that you can get revochim through tvise. The Chazal only, it was a takona shalei tavsid, not shalei taviach. That's what the Maram Rutenberg says. And the Rosh is chaylik on him, and I'm more the kerosh, and the rosh says as follows. V'loi nirali, I wish to disagree. The lav takante, this din of chapping is not a takone, a rachmones, the takone for the nizik. El dinahu, dinahu, v'midei araise mechayev, minatoire v'mazik is chayev. Or she'ein loy dayin bebovor she'yichufen olitin loy. He owes him the money. He owes him dalet vehei. I don't have a dime to force him to pay. Becholki I gav no avidin ishdina lenavshe. So he can become, if there's no dime, I'll become the dime. Avidin ishdina lenavshe. So Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shiurim, Chelik Bey, Simin Yud Gimel, is dalet, says Pshat in this Rosh, we mentioned it a few weeks ago. So Rabbi Chanan says that the Rosh Lum Shat, that by Knas there's a chiyuv right away. There's a chiyuv to pay. There's no difference between Momin and Knas. The Chiv is to be Nenash. That's the Chiv. Not I owe him money. Knas is an Oynish. But when he's Mazik Yenel, so he's Mechuyiv to be Nenash. Now, if he'll give the money on his own accord, that's not called an Oynish. That's not called an Oynish. That means that if he'll go over to the mazik and say, listen, I was mazik, here is knas, that's not called he was nenash. He has to be, we need asher yashir nalekim. We need that bezin should be manish him. If you're giving a matana, that's not called anoinish, just like by malchus. A person's chayim malchus, I'll go in and beat himself up. That's not malchus. If later there'll be a bezin, they'll give you, you didn't get malchus, you hate yourself, you hurt yourself, you didn't get malchus. If you pay on your own accord, not mitoich kvias bezin, you're giving a matone, thank you. But you didn't pay the knas was not paid up. The knas has to be paid through kvias. The knas has to be paid through kvias. Zokterosh! So if we have a bezin of smuchim, they could be kaife. I don't have a bezin. Is avidin ishdin lenamshe. So he gets the koyach of bezin. A person on his dinim avidin ishdin lenamshe. He gets a teiris bayim. So his tvis is a kviya. So he wants he kechab kevel, kechab dalet vehei. This is not a takone. We're not doing tevis for him. No midin teire help tvise.
I would like to correct what I said before on the Tap Toysus and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Miut Bala Shernoki is speaking about a Tam. So, according to Rabbi Lozer, it says a Tam is Potter from Chatzi Koifer. According to Rabbi Kive, it says a Tam is Potter from Shloshim Shalevet. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it is saying that a tam is potter from the Mevlodis. So Bemison, the Marsho and Babekame, the first Perek asks, so according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we also have a problem. Why didn't the Gemara say, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he was Mishayer the Mevlodis? And a mu'ud pays Mevlodis, and a tam is potter the Mevlodis. Just like Taisa said, according, couldn't say the Braisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva, because then we're Mishayah Shloshim Shalevet. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we're Mishayah the Mevlodis. So the Marsha answers that our Gemara holds that there is a mu'ud on a mu'ud, anoshim b'loi, v'chirivun anoshim b'loi shvorim. From this pasuk, we know that Asher Amuad is potter from the Mevlodis, and the pasuk about Asher Noki is coming to tell us that Afilu Asher Tam is also potter from the Mevlodis. So it comes out that he was not Mishayer a case, that there's a difference between Tam and Muad.